We start today in London, where WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains, even though the government of Ecuador has granted him asylum in their country. You'll remember Assange sought refuge in Ecuador's embassy in June when the British Supreme Court denied his request to avoid extradition to Sweden. Authorities in Sweden want to question him about sexual assault accusations there. Assange has said he fears that if he's taken to Sweden, he'll then be extradited to the U.S. to face espionage charges here, because, of course, WikiLeaks released thousands of classified American diplomatic cables. Earlier today, Ecuador's foreign minister, Ricardo Patiño, said Assange's fears are legitimate.
The Ecuadorian government, loyal to its tradition to protect those who seek refuge with us and in our diplomatic missions, has decided to grant diplomatic asylum to Mr. Assange.
Irena Caselli broke the story 2 days ago that this was going to happen. She normally reports for the BBC from Quito, Ecuador, but today she's in London. Irena, what is behind Ecuador's decision?
It's unclear what's really behind the thinking of the Ecuadorian government. There was surprise when the UK government sent a memoir on Wednesday saying that they might enter the Ecuadorian embassy to get Assange. At the same time, this is something that could play well politically for Correa, who's up for who's possibly running again for election next year in February when there's elections in Ecuador.
This is President Correa, and we remember from reporting on this in June that there were friendly relations between Correa and Assange. Correa appeared on Assange's Russian television show, and that the Ecuadorian government, actually, as opposed to some other governments, appreciated some of the document releases that WikiLeaks did.
That's right. I mean, actually, the relationship between Ecuador and Assange has sort of been gone up and down in this past couple of years. Last year, Ecuador expelled the U.S. ambassador over a WikiLeaks cable, and at that time, actually, Correa was used some very strong words against Assange. Then that relation sort of changed, and Correa started talking about Assange as someone who's being politically persecuted by foreign governments. So the Ecuadorian government is definitely looking at this case as a humanitarian case, saying that they're trying to save an individual from political persecution and possible death penalty in the U.S., where Assange to be eventually extradited.
Well, Irena, what happens now? How does this move to the next moment? Can't he be arrested once he steps out of the embassy? I mean, how does that work?
Yes, absolutely. If wary to step out of the embassy, he would be arrested immediately. Scotland Yard and policemen are all around the embassy. So that's definitely not an option for Assange. So it might just come to a point where this Ecuador's decision to grant Assange asylum will just be a symbolic gesture, and not much will be able to happen concretely.
And then would they go further, to a world court or something to try to carry it out?
Baltasar Garzón, Assange's lead lawyer, has mentioned that Ecuador could take this to an international court in The Hague, so that might be a possibility.
Meanwhile, what is going on there? We want to say a word about the accusations against Assange in Sweden. In 2010, two female ex-WikiLeaks volunteers accused him of assaulting them in Sweden. He's denied that. He says there was consensual sex, and he has many supporters who believe, as he does, that those allegations were politically motivated, and we understand many of them are outside the Ecuadorian embassy right there in London. So what's going on outside? What's the scene there?
There have been people that have been outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London every day since June the 19th. On Wednesday night, after the UK said that there might be a possibility that they might enter the embassy to arrest Assange, the support stepped up and more people showed up. And they were all very active on Twitter throughout the night, mentioning that there were a lot of policemen around, and they are still outside the embassy showing their support.
Well, and couldn't he just stay in the embassy? We remember that there was a Hungarian cardinal who spent 15 years in the U.S. embassy in Budapest after the Soviet crackdown on Hungary in the 50s. He could just stay there.
Yes, absolutely. I think that at this point, the only option is for him to stay in the embassy in the one room he has, where apparently he has a high-speed internet and not much else.
Well, but he could run WikiLeaks with that. Irene Caselli of the BBC in London. Thanks so much.
Thank you.